Support for KNKX comes from Alaska Airlines, with most flights offering power at each seat so travelers can keep their phones, laptops, or tablets fully charged in flight. More at alaskaair.com.
Time now for Going Places here on KNKX, and our travel expert Matthew Brumley has long encouraged travelers to avoid the crowds at popular tourist destinations. He advocates for travel during the off-season and for finding lodging that's away from the hot spots in big foreign cities. He tells 88.5's Ed Ronco that locals in many of those places are also sick of the crowds, and they're starting to do something about it.
Give me a few examples of what you're seeing.
Well, in the last 6 months, you've had large cruise ships being literally blocked and barricaded off by small little Venetian boats in the lagoon of Venice.
So in Italy, people are what are they doing there?
Locals are literally with small craft surrounding ships, either trying to prevent them from leaving port or entering port. Hmm. And the reason is, of course, is a lot of these ships, the people come in and they don't actually dine in any of the restaurants. They oftentimes do not go to the museums. They're not really supporting the local economy. And, you know, simply, it's just too much. It's just too many people all at once.
They're tired of it, essentially.
That's right. And this summer in Barcelona, locals were actually standing, you know, elbow to elbow, blocking international tourists from visiting beaches.
These are non-sanctioned kind of just people being fed up. Are there any official crackdowns on the volume of visitors coming into places?
There is. So this week, the city government of Florence in Italy announced that they're posting rules on for tourists on how to behave when they're in their city.
So as I'm walking around Florence, I'm going to see like a sign that says don't spit or what?
Right, right. Don't spit. Don't throw your garbage on the ground. Put your selfie stick away. You know, these cities no longer belong to locals. They simply can't live there anymore in a place like the heart of Florence. I mean, my Florentine friends, they don't even want to be in Florence for 6 months out of the year.
If I find myself in a place that is swollen with visitors in the high season, you know, I mean, what kinds of small things can I do just to be a more courteous person during a difficult time in a busy city?
Well, I mean, first of all, smile and say hello in their language.
It's really that simple?
Oh, it is. It is. It shows that you're a more sophisticated traveler, but not in the sense of money. You know, I'm just talking about you're a conscious person. You're walking through life and not just consuming. You're actually having a cup of coffee and you're saying, buongiorno, you know, bonjour, I would like a cup of coffee, or, you know, in the best that you can do, and smile and make eye contact with them.
I think when you live in a tourist destination, it's easy to feel like you're also a part of the display, that when visitors come, and I experienced this living in a tourism destination, you know, you're trying to conduct your daily business and you feel almost like you're part of the scenery and that people are kind of like viewing you as a novelty.
You know, I always wonder when I'm looking at these crowds, why would you want to be a part of that and why would you do it? I mean, if you see the, you know, at noon, the Piazza San Marco in Venice is just packed, wall-to-wall people, and it's overpriced. And if you were there at 5 a.m. or if you were there in December, you would have had that place to yourself. So even if you have to go during high season, get up early, stay in a neighborhood, and if you're going to go to the, you know, the most touristy places in town, so the Eiffel Tower or, you know, the Prado in Madrid, I would say do that first thing in the morning. Or do it at night. But if you're going to be there from 10 a.m. to 5, you're going to just be standing in lines and just hanging with the crowds.
Matthew, thank you.
Hey, thank you, Ed.
Getting a little crowded in here. Matthew Brumley is our travel expert and the co-founder of Earthbound Expeditions. You can listen to more episodes of Going Places on our website, knkx.org. I'm Ed Ronco.